Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Welcome to day 14 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. The spotlight today is shining on a young woman. She's the youngest inaugural poet in the United States history. Yes, she's a poet, she's an activist, and her name is Amanda Gorman. Her quote is, "For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." I really like this quote, and when you dig down a little deeper into who Amanda Gorman is, it makes so much sense that this would be a part of something that she would have said. Now, it was just in 2021 where she was addressing the entire United States of America with her poem, "The Hill We Climb." She stood before the country and recited her poetry. Now, let's go back in time when she was 14, she stood before a group at a writing workshop and was concerned that they would not receive her well, that they would not be able to understand what she's saying. And the reason being is because she was born with a speech impairment, sound hypersensitivity, and an auditory processing disorder. So you can probably imagine, with her knowing, you know, my poetry is pretty darn good. But knowing that her poetry is good and actually acting on that knowledge, completely different. But it speaks to her quote here, "For there is always light." Now, if we go scientific, in order to be able to see, there must be light. So her quote makes sense. "For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it." Because the light is there, we can see it if we want to see it, if we look in the direction of the thing. But if we are constantly shielding our eyes and turning away and, you know, dropping our head down and whatnot, then we're not going to be able to see whatever that thing is at the end of the tunnel, whatever that goal is that we're shooting for. So just as she was saying, "For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." So now, instead of literal light, what if this light is referring to our gifts, our talents? There's always light. We all have been blessed with some type of talent. So that would mean there's always light within each of us. However, we have to be brave enough to see that thing within us to then nurture it. And then on top of that, once we see the light within us, then the next and final step is that we need to then be the light. We need to become the light. Whatever that thing is, if poetry is my jam, then I need to then be the poet. If it's singing, then be the singer. If it's teaching, be the teacher. Whatever your verb is, you have to actually activate the verb and do the dang thing. So once again, Amanda Gorman's quote is, "For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." What's the takeaway here? It's not enough just to see the light within ourselves. It's not enough just to know that we're good at something. If we just know it and don't do it, it kind of goes back to the story in the Bible where the servants had the talents that they were given, and two went and did great things with it. One of them hid it in the dirt. Don't hide your talents away. You were blessed with them for a reason. And the sad thing, though, is if you choose not to see it, choose not to see that light within you and then become that light, eventually you're going to run out of time. You're going to run out of life. And then what? Well, that was a wasted talent. You didn't do anything with it. That light was there within you and you chose not to see it. You chose not to embrace it, cultivate it, polish it up, and then become that thing. So don't waste your life. Don't waste your talent. Look within for the light because it's there. Look for the light. Be open to seeing that light fully, completely for what it is. And then you have to go and be the light.